Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Some new information out concerning the Sherrard High School baseball program looking to start an affiliated baseball program for youth baseball beginning next summer. So Nick Bazala, head coach of the Sherrard Tigers, tell us a little bit about kind of the idea behind this and what's involved.
Yeah, so really we're just kind of looking to start our own youth travel program. Just a developmental program that, you know, lets the kids have fun playing baseball and, you know, maybe try to take out, you know, the confusion and stuff with parents trying to find different teams to play for. There's so many different options out there. And, you know, we just kind of want to bring this under our own umbrella and make things easy for parents and, more affordable and just make it really enjoyable for the kids so that as they move up through their program and get ready to play high school baseball, they kind of understand our philosophies and they're still enjoying the game and, we can move forward and continue to develop a strong program.
And that's the big thing in terms of development is the head baseball coach then will kind of provide the oversight. And that's kind of really the big motivation for you is to have, let's call it what it is, a feeder program, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see a lot of high school programs that have a program like this and they're really successful at the high school level. You know, as kids come in, they already understand what the high school coaches are wanting to do. And there's a lot of communications then down the line, with the youth coaches. So just to be able to have that communication and, you know, things are always done differently, but just to have an overall philosophy, where we're trying to get to, I think will be very beneficial in the long term.
And you kind of unveiled the announcement on social media. We're talking to you on a Monday and you've already received some pretty good reaction. So what is your hope kind of leading into maybe next summer?
Yeah, you know, we honestly didn't have many expectations when we threw this out there. We didn't know what the expectation would be, what the interest level would be. We knew we're a little late in the game this summer. There's already people doing tryouts this week or last week or whatever for their teams for next summer. But just to see what's out there and see what the interest level is, you know, like I said, it is kind of a tough time of the year for parents trying to decide if their team's going to stay together next year, if they need to find a different team. So if we can kind of take those question marks away from the parents and just have something internal to the Sherrard School District, we kind of think that's a benefit for all, especially our program moving forward. So, you know, as we see the interest this morning already, you know, it's a great sign that we think we can get some things moving. If that just means one team next summer, you know, we can grow it from there. If that means we have three or four teams next summer, then great. We can get the ball rolling that way. So we'll just continue to see how this spirals and see what we got next year. And hopefully there's a lot of interest and we can get this thing moving.
And then just in terms of how young you'd like to go, I know if people don't follow travel baseball, you hear like 10U, 11U, 12U, things of that nature. What are you looking for there?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just going to be the interest on what's out there. You know, there's some tournaments and stuff that go down to 8U. Our goal would not to be, you know, to have many tournaments at that level. You just need to develop some skills that'll continue to scale with these kids as they get older, and make sure they're having fun doing this. But if there's an interest level down to the 8U level, we would definitely be interested in putting something together and, having them have some fun in the summer and play some competition and then going up to the 14U level, obviously, before they come into high school. So, just depending on where the interest level is and, you know, what people out there want to do and, we can communicate with that and let them understand our philosophies and then take it from there and get something organized.
All right. And then, you know, three words that I hear that come to mind that I think a lot of people appreciate and are on board with is affordable, one, and then fun, another one, and then development. And sometimes youth sports, you know, we've got lost on development and we've got lost on fun and we've got lost on affordability. So what about those pieces that are part of the equation?
Yeah, those are obviously the three main things, you know, just from an affordability standpoint. We have a great community around here and we've got resources through our high school program that can definitely be used in helping develop, you know, whether that means the high school complex or, you know, some indoor facilities, whatever we can manage to use. That'll all help. But, you know, the development and fun piece is the biggest thing for us. You know, we want these kids to continue to have fun and enjoy the game. There's going to be struggles. They're going to have failures. That's all part of this great game that we all love. But we just got to learn to get through those and still enjoy the game and have fun doing it. So that's our biggest motivation, just to continue to help kids develop while they're having fun with this game. And then, you know, if we can make it the most affordable that we can for the parents, you know, that's a winning factor in that too.
And then as far as the, you know, the outreach for this, so you communicate through like Winola Elementary, Sherrard Grade, Matherville Intermediate, Sherrard Junior High. I mean, you'll be getting that information out to those locations.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're working on details right now to get more information out there. And as school, you know, starts in the next, I think it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, school starts, that information will get out to our student athletes that are interested. And then we'll get it out on social media as well to get that out to the parents as quick as possible.
And I guess when I was thinking about it here, talking to you, the other thing that I think that favors you is, okay, so there's the facility within the Brunswold complex in the Sherrard School District, but there's like facilities in Matherville, Viola, New Windsor, stuff like that. I mean, are you looking to access those type of venues too, to maybe help foster this program?
Yeah, that would definitely be a possibility. You know, we haven't had those conversations yet, but you know, in the past with other programs that have kind of been set up like this, not necessarily just internal to the Sherrard District, but those have been options. I've talked to a few of the town ball presidents before, and there's some interest there, but we would have to recontact them and, you know, work through that stuff. But that's definitely an option and what we would be looking into to make sure that we have a schedule that fits for us in terms of development, which would be some midweek stuff, you know, and then obviously on the weekends too. I think that's one of the big things for us, is we've got to continue playing all week and not really take too many breaks, because, you know, that can affect the development of these kids. So definitely using our entire community. You know, we are set up well. There's a lot of resources around our community, and I think to be able to take advantage of that would work wonders for us.
So you released the information, as we're talking to you on this Monday, July 25th. What is kind of next now? Just kind of waiting to see what the feedback is and then proceed from there?
Yeah, we're going to reach out to some certain people in the community, you know, just to see, you know, where they can assist with us. And just get an idea on a broad spectrum how we want to do this. Definitely collecting the information on who is interested. You know, and then the next thing would be just to kind of set up I use air quotes here, with a tryout, just to see who's really interested in coming and playing on these teams. And, you know, once we get that information, then we can sit down and decide where we're going to move to, in the summer of 2023 and go from there.
So then, playing under the Sherrard Tiger umbrella, that it'll be like Sherrard Tiger Youth Baseball is what you'll call it, or is that still yet to be determined?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's probably sounds about right. You know, definitely doesn't have a specific name right now, but the Sherrard Youth Tiger Baseball Program, something like that, just to kind of have it an umbrella and know that people can come to us with questions, and, you know, we can communicate our stuff down to them and kind of talk about how we look at the development piece and keep it moving forward.
All right. And if you have any more questions about this, the email is bazalan@sherrard.us. That's bazalan@sherrard.us. Did I cover it all, or is there anything else you need to mention about this, Coach?
No, you hit it on the head. You know, you're informed about this topic too. You kind of went through it, you know, with your kids. So, I just think it's a great opportunity. I look back at those programs that we had locally, you know, the Tri-County Red Devils. There were Aledo Knights with Tom Sharp. You know, Heath Smith and Todd Bennett had the Red Devils. And you just think about the kids that went through their programs and the success they had at the high school level. And, you know, I just think it's something we need to get back to and keep it with our communities and let these kids continue to grow while they're enjoying the game.
All right. Again, the Sherrard High School baseball program looking to start an affiliated baseball program. More information, contact Coach Bazala, bazalan@sherrard.us. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it, man.
And you're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.